Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit. It's a very important subject for you to understand. There's a lot of confusion about the Holy Spirit. We must understand the working of the Holy Spirit and what He does. He's been involved in things from the day of the creation. The Spirit of God was moving, brooding upon the face of the earth. He was bringing forth what was spoken forth by the Father. By the Spirit, He garnished the heavens. The Spirit of God was involved in making us. And then the breath of the Almighty came forth to give us life. He's the Spirit of God, the promise of the Father, the Comforter, the Spirit of truth, the Eternal Spirit, and He's God, the person of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. He's all-powerful, He's all-present, and He's all-knowing. In the last broadcast, we talked about the Holy Spirit in the Old Covenant, and He was with men, upon men, but not dwelling in them. God was dwelling in the temple there, in the tabernacle, made with hands during the Old Covenant era. But now He's dwelling in us. He was with them, but He said that He shall be in us. And now in this New Testament era, we can receive the Holy Spirit to come and dwell us. In the Old Testament, He came upon men, rested upon them. The Bible even says that they were filled with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, in order to do the work of building the tabernacle or to accomplish the things that God told them to do. They would be filled with the Spirit and prophesy. John the Baptist was filled with the Spirit from the mother's womb. Elizabeth was filled with the Spirit and prophesied out. Zacharias was filled with the Spirit and prophesied out. These were all things that were occurring during the Old Covenant period. Praise God. Now in Joel chapter 2, verse 28, Joel prophesied of the coming of the Holy Spirit. It said, "It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams." And here we see the fact that the Holy Spirit was being poured out, praise God. This is a prophecy of it, and when did this happen? It happened on the day of Pentecost. That's when the Holy Spirit came forth into the earth in the time of when He was now going to come and dwell in us, praise God. It said that the young men, the old men would dream dreams, young men will see visions. It said upon the servants and the handmaids that He was going to pour out His Spirit, praise God. In Ezekiel 36, there was another prophecy that came forth. And this prophecy in verse 26 and 27 by Ezekiel, he said, "A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you." He is prophesying of the new birth there. A new spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He says in verse 27 that I will put my Spirit within you. The my Spirit is the Holy Spirit. I want you to notice that verse 26 says, "A new spirit." Verse 27 says, "My Spirit." This is important to understand that when we get born again, we get a new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Then we are to receive my Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, to come and dwell in us, because the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. And it says when the Holy Spirit comes, He's going to cause us to walk in His statutes and keep His judgments and to do them. Now in Matthew chapter 3, verse 1, we see John the Baptist. Remember, he was filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb, and he was a prophet. He was called to be the forerunner of Jesus. He was preaching in the wilderness, and he was declaring, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, as Isaiah prophesied, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his path straight." And he also declared the fact that he was baptizing with water under repentance. That was John's baptism. But he said, "He that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." He was prophesying of the Holy Spirit coming and what He was going to do in people's lives. Of course, Jesus came and he was baptized of him. And John said, I have need to be baptized of thee, referring to the Holy Spirit that was going to come, the baptism of the Holy Spirit that was going to come forth when after Jesus was seated at the right hand of the Father and on the day of Pentecost when he was going to be sent into the earth. And so we see that the Holy Spirit was going to be coming forth. Everything that was going on with John the Baptist there was a forerunner preparing the way for the Holy Spirit to be coming forth as the ministry of Jesus was coming forth. Remember, Jesus had the Holy Spirit upon him. He went forth by the Spirit of God, destroyed the works of the devil, did all the things that God wanted him to do, walked the walk that Adam had failed. Then he went to the cross, went through the avenue of death to get to him that had the power of death. That is the devil, took back the keys of hell and death, spoiled the principalities and powers, was raised from the dead, went up there and poured out his blood in the mercy seat in heaven, and he came back and taught the disciples there for those 40 days, and then he went back to heaven for those 10 days, being inaugurated as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords before the day of Pentecost, which was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit was not poured out until that time, and John, as far as for coming to dwell in men. In John 7, verse 37, Jesus said this, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He was prophesying here and speaking of the fact of how the Holy Spirit would come and dwell. And he talks about this. He said, come unto me and drink. When you drink something, it is coming into you. And this is what happens when we receive the Holy Spirit. In verse 38, he said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's from the Holy Spirit that would be dwelling within. What was he speaking of? Verse 39 clarifies it very clearly. It says, but this spake he of the Spirit, that which they that believe on him should receive. Here it's talking about the Holy Spirit, that those who believe on are going to receive. Those that believe on Jesus, we're going to receive the Holy Spirit. And this shows what is going to happen in the New Testament era after at the day of Pentecost and on. It says, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. This shows you that the Holy Spirit was not yet given to come and dwell in men until after Jesus was glorified. Let's read that last verse again. This is John 7:39. This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. When Jesus was glorified, then he was going to receive that Holy Spirit from the Father. In Acts chapter 2, verse 33, in Peter's declaration there, his sermon on the day of Pentecost, and he was explaining what happened, and one statement he makes that's significant. In Acts 2:33, he says this, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted. Who's that speaking of? Jesus has seated at the right hand, exalted, has made, has given the scepter of righteousness, the scepter of his kingdom, entering into the lordship and the high priestly ministry, Lord over the church, and being the one enthroned there as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which you now see and hear. Jesus received from the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost because the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. This is important for you to understand. The Holy Spirit doesn't proceed from Jesus. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. Now we see this in John, see some other things that Jesus said. John 14:16. He said, I will pray the Father, and he, that's the Father, will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. In verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. He was dwelling with them, and you can know the Holy Spirit dwelling with you, but there's even a greater manifestation, the Holy Spirit coming to dwell in you. Verse 26, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Again, the Holy Spirit is coming from the Father, and talks about how he's going to teach him all things and bring all things to his remembrance. Then in verse 26, when the Comforters come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Notice it says, the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. The Spirit of Christ that we get when we're born again proceeds from Jesus. You're going to see this when we get into this, not on this broadcast, but probably on the next broadcast. We're going to be pointing this out and bringing forth this understanding. Here the Comforter is the Holy Spirit who proceeds from the Father, John 15:26. Some people have thought that Jesus actually caused the Holy Spirit to come into people when he breathed on them in John 20:22. It said he breathed on them and said unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." There was a receiving of the Holy Spirit, but not to come and dwell in them. This is before Jesus had been enthroned and before he'd been, the day of Pentecost had come. This is during the time there when he was instructing his disciples before the day of Pentecost. Here we can see in John chapter 20, this is when he was meeting with his disciples, and he was speaking to them and showing himself, showing his hands and his side, and declaring peace unto them and giving them instructions and telling them that it was him and how they could handle him and see that he had flesh and bones and so forth. And the parallel scripture is in Luke 24, verse 36 on following, where he talks about the same kind of thing, where he says it's him and he came through and in the door being shut and peace be unto him and said, "Here's my hands and my feet," a parallel scripture with John chapter 20. And it says there that when he said this, he spoke words to them, and he said there that he opened their understanding in Luke 24:45 that they might understand the scriptures. And that is parallel with when he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." What happened in John 22 when he said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost," is shown in Luke 24:45, where he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. The receiving of the Holy Spirit was not to dwell in them, but the receiving of the Holy Spirit was for opening the eyes of their understanding so that they could understand the scriptures. That was what happened. The opening of their eyes, and it brought a revelation so that they could understand. Remember, the scriptures are only understood by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, as far as coming to dwell in us, was not sent forth until the day of Pentecost. In fact, in Acts chapter 1, when he was leaving, he said he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, "You have heard of me." He said, wait for this promise of the Father. It's going to come to pass. And then when the day of Pentecost came, then the Holy Spirit was sent forth. The Holy Spirit was poured out to come and dwell in men, and then to lead us and to guide us and to accomplish the will of God through the body of Christ. We're going to talk more on this subject in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.